Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being blessed. Not necessarily by how we would define that, but by how Jesus defines it. Unwrapping a number of the attitudes and beatitudes. Jesus says, blessed are you. When things happen, when things are experienced that don't always look like blessings. Sometimes they look like work. Sometimes they look like trouble. But today we're going to focus in on blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. There are times when I'm hungry for something, thirsty for something, but not so much so that I go to any real extent to get it. It's just, I wish I had. And that's where it ends. I'm not all that hungry. I'm not all that thirsty. It's just a good idea. And I'm afraid sometimes we approach righteousness that way. It sounds good. Yeah, it would be nice, but I'm not going to go out of my way. And Jesus says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, because they will be filled. There are other times where I get my mind set on something that I'm hungry for, and I'll go to great extremes to get it, to eat it, to be filled with it. That's what Jesus is talking about when it comes to righteousness. We often give up because sometimes more quickly than we want to admit, realize we can't get there. We're not good enough. Our best attempts will eventually fail. But if we're hungry enough, if we're thirsty enough, we discover that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness. We discover the secret passageway, so to speak. Though it's not a secret. Jesus makes it known. His word, the Bible, declares it boldly. We somehow act surprised that we can be declared righteous, that we are declared righteous, and that our hunger and thirst for righteousness results in a filling of not only that which we want, but that which we need. Jesus says it does no good to cleanse ourselves, to clean out our life of all of the things that are unrighteous, if we're not willing to fill it with His righteousness. We create an empty house. And it isn't long before more evil moves in. More wickedness. More lack of concern. More self-absorption. More pride, more envy, more lust. And it's in this hungering and thirsting that God says, when we seek Him, we'll find Him. But doesn't end there. says we'll find him when we seek him with a whole heart. When our hunger and thirst is more for God than it is for the world. Many times I'm hungry. I want something. I'd really prefer this over that, but that's closer, and I settle for that. I simply took a hunger and thirst, and I satisfied it with that which was most convenient. God wants me to be specific and not just hungering and thirsting, but hungering and thirsting for righteousness. Not just wanting to be filled, but to be filled with the right thing. So that His power, His Spirit, would live within me in a way that's visible to the world. We'll get to talking about that next week. The results of the Beatitudes. The blessedness that God wants us to live with, the how very happy He wants to give us, is that it creates us more and more into the image of Christ so that we become the salt and the light of this world. Today, as you hunger, as you thirst, hunger and thirst for righteousness. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with you. It's even given us your Spirit that creates within us that hunger and thirst for righteousness. And so, God, help us today to not only have that hunger and thirst, but to know the filling of your Spirit that satisfies, declares us righteous through a cleansing by the blood of Jesus. And God, as we experience that day in and day out, may we lift up Jesus in all things so that He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.